Chapter 58. What are asset under management fees? Sounds complicated, but it's not. You've learned about all kinds of fees and expenses you may pay as an investor, but there's still one more, and this is a popular one. These are called asset under management fees, also called AUM. Again, this last type of fee is also pretty common. Financial planners and investment advisors may help you determine your risk tolerance, come up with an appropriate asset allocation based on your age and other factors, help you choose the investments for your portfolio initially, and then monitor these investments over time, buying and selling as needed. There will be a fee for this service. That's where the investment advisory fee comes in. It is often a percentage fee of the assets they manage for you. This is the asset under management fee. If they charge 1% and they manage $100,000 for you, you will pay them $1,000 a year. If you have, woohoo, $1 million they manage for you, they will charge you $10,000 per year. So, as you can see, there can be more than one layer of fees. You may pay an investment advisor 1% a year to manage your money, and then that investment advisor may suggest you purchase a mutual fund that has an expense ratio of 0.5%. In that case, you'd be paying 1% to your advisor and 0.5% to the mutual fund manager for a total of 1.5%. When you are looking at fees, make sure you look at all the fees you are paying. Total them all up to see what you're really paying. Here's a rule of thumb you can use. It's best if your investment advisory fee, that is the one that you're paying your investment advisor, is 1% or less, and the total of your other fees is also 1% or less. You should have no problem having your total expenses per year be 2% or less. If either fee or both combined are more than 2%, you should probably dig deeper. Find out why.